Hello, Nina.
Hi, Ian. Good evening. Good evening to you.
Yes, it is such a good evening. It's so great to feel your joy on this beautiful evening here in Arizona.
Likewise, I feel yours. I think we connected in with it even before we said hello.
Yeah.
A huge gust of wind came right when I was calling in. And
Oh,
just
nice.
felt the power. It's been a powerful day, a full one with a lot of sessions, but a lot of good stuff coming through. And yeah, I'm excited and happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm feeling the peak of fire approaching us in a really good way. There's definitely been times where I felt it in a less pleasurable way, and I'm happy to be feeling it in a very pleasurable way this time around.
The heat is on. It's
Yeah.
true. It's true. I mean, that's part of the peak of the fire, right? It's like Tudor will always say, if it's out of balance, it can burn us, and when it's in balance, it can be amazingly powerful medicine. So finding the balance and allowing the fire to burn the ignite the goodness within us, and allowing not stoking the flame of the negativity or all those false things that keep us in suffering. Because they're both illuminated right now, and it's a choice of where we put our attention.
Yeah, it's really so simple and so profound at the same time.
So true. Good thing for awareness, huh? All right, beautiful friend, let's pray. And we're talking away, and we are aware of all of you beautiful beings that are here listening, and we are welcoming you this evening, especially if it's your first time with us. I think there's a couple new timers, and also our faithful prayer warriors welcoming you into this powerful circle. Into this moment where the peak of the fire is illuminated, into the heat, into the light, into the strength of the divine, and inviting you and everyone on the call to just slow down your breath, to get into a neutral position, and be able to let go to receive this present moment and to feel our hearts, to feel our feet touching the earth and our crown opening to the sky and feeling the center of our being just starting to ignite as we feel these two forces, the heart of our Mother Earth and the illumination of the heart of Creator. Even though Creator is everywhere, we're feeling the light of the sun coming in and feeling the magnificence of divinity that is within us. Being ignited, kind of activating the light bodies. Softening the grip that we are holding on to our in our stance, whatever that might be. All those protective mechanisms that we do to survive, to try to keep us feeling suffering, but in the protective mechanism, it's actually perpetuating suffering. So, right now, we let all of that go into your arms, Father Creator and Holy Divine Mother. With all the power of our spirit, we just surrender these things that we're carrying. And we call upon you, Father, for your faithfulness, for your divinity, for your goodness. that you can be really present with us right here, right now. And Holy Divine Mother, that you too, with your beautiful grace, that we recognize you, that we acknowledge you, and that we hand these things over that are out of our control, that we no longer need. And we let them go into your arms. And we call upon our archangels, the teachers, masters, guides, angels, archangels, beings of light that work for God and work for the higher planes of attunement to be here this evening to sponsor this prayer for us. We're calling in the legions of light that work in those higher planes of attunement to be present to help us, to encircle us, to bring that warmth and radiance, and to help us to celebrate the victory of life, to sponsor this prayer with all the prayers that are coming, that you will show up in sponsorship so that we can be liberated, so that we can be stand up in the stance of the victory of the light and make a difference in this world and the way that we live our life, and that we can be more guided on how to be truthful to our heart, truthful to the truth, knowing that when we go against the truth, that we suffer, that we are in more pain. And so we pray at this time for more simplicity in our choices to follow your will, to not make things complicated with our own fears and our own judgments and our own stories, that somehow we can move beyond them and that we can recognize that we need you, Father, Mother, more than we need justice, more than we need to prove that we're right or wrong, that we are praying this time to develop and deepen our fellowship, our relationship with you, to deepen our relationship with love, to deepen our relationship with the knowing that we are divine and everything is divine. Even the things that seem so hard, that is part of the plan. So we let go of the angst that has been preventing us from seeing so clearly. And we open up to the truth. And we welcome that truth into our hearts. And we pray for that greater vibration of love, the blanket of your goodness, of your holiness, that we can feed on your true sustenance, Father, Mother, God. And that all the things that we have been feeding on that give us a false sense of security, that we can have the courage to let that go so that we can elevate our consciousness, so we can ride that elevator up to a greater vantage point, one of compassion, one of kindness, one of acceptance, one of victory, one in deeper alignment with the truth, where we can radiate out to the world and help the planet, help each other, help the children as we choose life affirming actions and thoughts. I want to take a moment to give thanks to the ways in which you work your mysterious ways, Creator. After seeing our beloved neighbor, Kim, I'm just going to celebrate her and thank you, Father, for your miraculous answered prayers. That even when we go through the biggest heartbreaks and the biggest hardships, that as we go forward and face them with courage and with love and with willingness and with you guiding the path, that miracles happen. that there are better days to come as we walk this way with you. So we give thanks at this time for all the ways that we have hit those bumps in the road that have made us stronger, the times that we have not wanted to see it or acknowledge it, and that we have fought it and thought that it should be different. We fall over in humility and in acceptance so that we could see the divinity, so that we can allow the truth to flourish, so that we can wake up to our gifts, wake up to our strengths, wake up to our purpose in the process. No longer being victimized, no longer feeling riddled with injustice. So we pray that these actions can be taken, that we can make good choices, so that we can strengthen our being, strengthen our ways of communicating the truth, strengthen our ways of being present with ourselves and not abandoning ourselves. We take a moment for a silent prayer this evening for anything that we may be going through individually, or anyone that we know that might be going through something individually, whether it is a heartache, whether it is a some sort of a procedure that they need, a sickness, an addiction. I'm just praying for the holy light of God to assist the situation, to bring peace, to bring understanding, to bring divine protection. And again, asking for that sponsorship of these prayers from those beings that work for God in the higher planes of attunement. Praying to open our hearts in the ways that we have abandoned ourselves, that we can show up now in the fullness of who we are, so that we can show up for ourselves and then show up for others. Thank you for the beautiful miracles of life. Thank you for our precious Eva Rose Iliescu, who was born healthy and happy, and praying for the radiance of her body, mind, spirit, soul to be enveloped with your love and protection. Praying for all the children, praying for my nieces that just started school, praying for Desba, who's getting ready to go to college. All those that we hold dear to us that are going out in the world and taking these new steps in the ways in which we want to protect them, we're asking, Mother, that you can intercede, that you can guide them and help them in their purity of essence to not be tainted, for them to grow, and as they have their lessons, to be enveloped with your love, with the source of God, with strength and courage, and with your holy protection. Praying for the sacred waters this evening, acknowledging the waters, and praying for the radiance of divine love to wash the waters clean wherever we are standing, to feel that grace washing them clean, knowing that the planet is made up of so much water, and the water within our bodies is so much water that we can feel the rippling effects of the peace and reconciliation and purification rays to bring health and vitality and cleansing and love to the planet. We lift up our beloved Monia Pierce today, as she had a double mastectomy. So we are praying for her. Holy Mother, we are asking for you to intercede, to hold her, to give her a big embrace, to give her your love, your protection, your guidance, your goodness, and your love, and your sanctity, that the aroma of your rose frequency can help to heal her at this time, wherever she needs healing. Giving thanks for this life, giving thanks for this prayer, giving thanks for the tools that we are acquiring to be better versions of ourselves, to be stronger and happier and healthier. on this beautiful holy day. We say these prayers. We'll also want to lift up my beloved sister Lynette Murphy, who's going through a difficult time at this time with all of the things that have been left behind for her to resolve. And just praying that the mother can bring her comfort and peace and grace and understanding. Praying for Linda too, for her to feel the same thing, that helping her to know that she is not abandoned and that she can feel the grace of God and stand up in the truth. Continuing to have gratitude for this life, for this prayer, for each other, for you, Father, for you, Mother, for the healing that has taken place in so many through these passages. I give thanks. We give thanks. We say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Mateo.
Om Mateo. Thank you, Nina, for reminding us of the importance of our attention, especially at this peak of the fire time on the planet, so we can let go of our human survival mechanisms and ignite the flame of our divine self, embraced by the Holy Mother and Father and all of the angels. To celebrate the victory of life and be liberated, standing in the truth of our hearts and the truth of life, in simplicity and union with the divine, and feed on the true sustenance of our Mother, Father, God, compassion, kindness, forgiveness, love, joy, and peace, to wake up to our gifts and the gift of life and strengthen our being, to live in communion with God and harmony with ourselves and all of life.
So beautiful. Thank you, Ian. I love the way you encapsulate our prayers. Very epic.
So glad.
Thank you for shining your light.
Thanks for helping me.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
So we have a class to align to and assist with this time of year, the peak of the fire. The title of the class is Peak of the Fire, We Rise Upright in the Light. And during this time, we're working to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance where we claim the victory of the divine. This is the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, where the heat is intensifying both within and around us. I'm sure we're all feeling it in different ways. We spoke a little bit about it initially. So that class is next week. It's August 13th, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And to complement the class, we're offering a sunflower gateway essence at a discounted price to class participants. And yeah, it's really, the essences are really amazing. If you haven't tried them, I highly recommend trying them. They're really high alchemy medicine, and they are potent, I promise. And I was just reading in one of Paramahansa Yogananda's books, he has all these references about in this particular book at the bottom of the page, and one of the things was these scientists testing basically like essences, you know, like imprinting water with flowers and using that water frequency. And basically your body has the same physiological response, if not more profound, to this energetic imprinted water. And, you know, we make these in a really beautiful way with lots of prayer and music and ceremony. And yeah, I'm happy about them. And I'm sure lots of other people are happy about them as well. How long have I been muted?
Hi, I don't think it was you muted. It was me. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. Your beautiful share was received.
Okay,
So,
awesome.
yeah, I pushed mute on mine and I couldn't unmute it.
Okay.
So, thank you for the beautiful share. And yeah, next week is our class. And as Ian said, there's like a fever pitch building up. So, join us to get some good guidance on how to work with this energy because it could be explosion or, it could be really working with the harmony of this next level of the evolution of our consciousness. And sometimes it's just a simple shift of perception. So that's what we strive to bring in these classes through the channels and the transmissions. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ian, again, and thank you everybody for being here.
And thank you, Nina.
You're so welcome. Love you so much. Love everybody.
Love you too. And everybody, may you go in peace.